بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Dearest children, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Today is Tuesday, 14th April, and the corresponding Islamic date is 21st Shaban, 1441. Today we'll be learning about greeting one another in Islam. We all have to greet each other when we meet. We may use the words hello, hi, and when we leave someone, we may use the words goodbye, see you later. In Islam, we have a very beautiful way of greeting someone. We say the words, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Now, number one, this is a way of presenting ourselves and almost saying hello and hi to someone. Or when we are leaving someone, it is like saying goodbye to someone. Number two, salam means peace. So when we meet someone, we are telling them that do not worry, I will not cause you any difficulty or inconvenience. You are safe from me. You do not need to worry. Number three, salam is a dua. And duas make special things happen in our lives. So when we say assalamu alaikum, we are making dua for the other person that peace and safety be upon you. Wa rahmatullahi, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Wa barakatuh, and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. Now these are three very special and powerful duas, because the first, we are telling that person that may you always be safe. Nothing bad happens to you. You do not have an accident. You do not get hurt. You do not see any sadness. Number two, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you, meaning you do not do anything wrong and you do not make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upset with you. You do all good actions, and if you are to do something wrong, then Allah make you do something through which you are forgiven straight away. And number three, barakah, that may your house, may your life be filled with blessings. You have lots of blessings in your life so that you are always comfortable, you are always happy, and forever and ever you are blessed in the hereafter. So these are certain parts, certain benefits of doing salam. Two more benefits. One is the reward of salam. When a person says assalamu alaikum, he gets 10 rewards. When he says wa rahmatullahi, he gets 20 rewards. And if he says wa barakatuh, the full salam, he will get 30 rewards. And when we do salam to someone, not only is it one way that we do salam, we have given them dua and that is it, it becomes necessary for them to reply. So salam is a dua to someone, but then it becomes automatic that that person has to give us dua back, so we also benefit from that. And finally, part of deen is to have love for one another. Allah emphasizes that a lot, to the extent that we have been told that if a person does not have love for each other, they will not be able to go into Jannah. That is how important it is. So how do we love each other? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that if you do salam to each other, then salam has this benefit that automatically it will create love in your hearts. You will start to like each other. Even person that you do not like, through salam, you will start liking them. Now these are the benefits of salam. Now the question is that when should we do salam? So number one, whenever we meet someone, we should do salam. The moment we meet, the first thing we should say is Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then we should move on to whatever we want to do. When we leave someone, when we are moving away from someone, we should say Assalamu alaikum again. That's the final thing we should say to them. Number two, when we enter a place or we leave a place, we should say Assalamu alaikum. We enter a room, we leave a room, we enter a home, leave a home. Any place we enter or leave, we should say Assalamu alaikum. Number three, when we are with someone and we need to move away for a short while, for example, we forgot something in the next room, so we want to quickly get it and come back. We went to fetch some water, visitors are here, we went to serve them tea. So when we leave and we enter within few moments, so at leaving we should do salam, and even when we meet again, we should do salam again. And finally, when we phone someone, we are text messaging someone, even at that time, we should be doing salam. Now this salam, there are three points which my respected teacher, Hazrat Maulana Saleem Sahib Hafizahullah Ta'ala mentions. The number one, we should be the first ones to give salam. We should all have it in us that I want to be the first one to give salam, because there is more reward for the person who gives salam than the person who replies. So that is the first thing. Number two, we should be correct in our salam, meaning the words of salam from the tajweed and makharij point of view and from the clarity point of view should be perfect. So, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is the correct words of salam. And finally, we should be very frequent in giving salam. We should use salam over and over again. It should not be that we get tired of giving salam. Rather, we should look for every opportunity possible so that the whole environment around us is filled with salam. Inshallah, this will bring lots of blessing into our lives. It will bring blessings into the lives of our friends and family. It will bring blessings all around us outside. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all a tawfiq to practice upon these beautiful teachings of our deen, beautiful teachings of our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us all the blessings of salam. Inshallah, till tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.